Hello, Broome and beyond, if you're picking us up on the Packham Network or joining us on the National Indigenous Radio Service. My name's Matty J, and joining me in studio today for a chat, we're reaching out to speak with Dominic and Sarani. They both work at Family Outreach Services here in Broome, and they've made time to chat with us about a young and deadly program, Dijon Way. We're going to learn a bit more about the program, how it's been running, and how the youth here in town can get more involved in this program linked in through Family Outreach Services. Good morning and welcome to our two guests, Dominic and Sarani.
Thanks for having us, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're talking today about the Family Outreach Services Dijon Way Young and Deadly program. And before we get into that, I was wondering if we could learn a bit more about our guest. Dominic, what can you tell us about your role at Family Outreach Services and maybe how long you've been in Broome for?
So I came to Broome last year in May, ready to kickstart change with this program. I've had a 10-year experience working with troubled youth in the Northern Territory region, so within Alice Springs and Darwin. An opportunity came where we could get involved in early primary prevention and start giving positive outlooks from the program. So yeah, this was basically, Broome's a beautiful town and I'd been here before. And I thought it was a good opportunity to come and lead the program. Started in May and that's where we are now.
And how about yourself, Sarani?
Grew up here, was born here, went to Perth for schooling and then moved back home. Yeah.
So proper just... Broome girl. Had the Broome experience. Grew up here, went off to Perth for a bit, decided, I'll come back home.
Yeah, did some study down there and then moved back home. Thought it was time to get back home and here, starting it. Been working here since April.
Oh yeah, so yeah. You've been since April last year at Family Outreach.
So we only just started the program in April, May, but Dom came a bit late because he had to move.
Dominic, it'd be great to learn a bit more about the origins of this program, Dijon Way Young and Deadly. I guess how it started, and it's been running for a year now, so I guess what you've seen come out of the program and working directly with the youth here in town, but not just in Broome, but across regions here in the Kimberley as well.
Yep, so the program was initially aimed at 12 to 18-year-olds. It was a funded program from Department of Communities, and it's basically we're trying to prevent domestic violence and family violence at the start. So we're trying to go in and educate the young mob about having healthy relationships, expressing their emotions, positive masculinity, understanding sex and consent, and also just being general role models in their community. I think by doing this, if we start from an early age, this can really help. Obviously, within the Kimberley, there's a lot of problems with domestic violence, and we just want to kickstart change, and I feel like doing it at a young age really helps the students.
Yeah, and I mean, you make a great point. Starting at that education at a young age can really help them develop some useful skills, some crucial skills in order to help deal with domestic violence or even stop it in their own families. I'm wondering how you go about engaging with youth in that way. Are they referred? Do you reach out to them? Do they come to you? How does that process work when you work with these kids with making them more aware of family domestic violence?
So our workshops are run throughout the schools. We are basically, it's a primary prevention, so we're promoting healthy relationships. We've got 6 modules that we obviously run. They are dating, relationships, emotions, sex and consent, masculinity and role modeling. So basically we run them in the schools. So we've got a lot of different ages that we obviously get, like with workshops. It's been really quite interesting and different, but obviously in communities it's like, you get the kids that are very engaging and very disengaging, but like obviously they're really amazing kids, like you get that engagement afterwards and build that rapport.
Yeah, and I guess, that leads into my next question is, how have you noticed over the year of the program already running your interactions with some of the kids? I've heard that there was a bit of a disconnect and a bit of not as much interest at the beginning, but after a while they start to learn and actually take in what you're teaching them, and then by the end of it they're a bit more mature, a bit more aware.
So we had a student in one of the schools that obviously was just very disengaged in the unit, the workshop. He ended up being one of our
top students. Yeah. So I think at the start he was disengaged, withdrawn, and then when we started going through the topics, more and more he started getting involved in the discussions, and yeah, from then on he wanted to be, he was the main guy doing it, because we do social media components as well. He wanted to be involved in that with the Instagram and TikToks we do. So yeah, that was one of the positives. I feel like with being in the Kimberley, some of these kids are actually living within domestic violence as well, so we had to be very cautious of how we approach it with the program as well. It's always engaging and kind of try and make it essentially like fun and rewarding but still educational to keep them engaged. Yeah, we've had some real good feedback in from the teachers onwards as well. Like they said, we've needed this. Some of the students, 12 to 18, are already in relationships, so it can help them. Even stuff like little things like the consent side and sending images and stuff like that. They had questions about that. What are we going to do in this situation, that situation? So yeah, there's loads of topics that I think we didn't get taught in school before, and now this is going to be in, and just gives that open communication and helps kids navigate through their relationships. So yeah, I think it's real rewarding. We've seen positive from by the end of the modules, we do the role modeling component, which is basically how the youth can represent themselves in the community. If they see domestic violence, how they can help, who they can contact if they need support, and how they can be positive role models in their community.
Yep. Okay. I mean, it sounds like an absolutely incredibly useful program, because the world is very rapidly changing, especially with social media and with a few other things around, technology and how things are changing and how we interact. So having this run through school seems like a bit of a, I guess, an additional or supplementary education on top of your already schooling education. You know, these kind of seem to give you very useful life skills at that age where you can then start taking them out into your community, take them out into your family and start building positive and healthy relationships by the sounds of it.
Yep, definitely, yep. Any way we can help these the youth at an early age, I think can help in the long term, rather than trying to educate people as an adult. Even just little things like just dealing with your emotions can be a big thing. Knowing what emotion is what, and sort of explain how they can express it without using anger and stuff, has been a real big thing within the topics that we talk about. Just even, and the general, just open communication with your family, and if you are in a relationship as well, can avoid these problematic things.
How might you teach young children to deal with emotions, for example, or how might you cover the emotion module? Do you go over like how you express certain emotions, or you know, how you might try to handle if you get angry or stuff like that? How do the modules run? I'm just a bit curious.
In terms of the emotions, we let the students know that the emotions don't always need a reaction, and that they can use another emotion to counteract that emotion. Also, some of the students, obviously being as young as 12, sometimes don't know what emotion they're feeling, so they end up expressing an outburst of a different emotion. Also, we talk about, we do like a meditation thing at the end of the class, which helps them calm down and sort of reset. And not just use an emotion and then react with an action. So yeah, that's probably what we've been doing a lot of. The main thing is obviously just to be able to open up and let your, say you're in school, let your teacher know how you're feeling, and if you've had a bad day, you can express it in the morning. We don't know what's been going on at home as well. Also, if it's in the family environment, you can speak to your loved ones, your key role models, and your key parents that you could speak to and confide in. That's always good as well. So it's just about not bottling everything up, and especially we worked a lot with a lot of the male students, and there has been a long-standing thing that males are not meant to be shown their emotions as much, and we're meant to be these strong, independent sort of men that were meant to be tough and never show emotions. But I feel like sometimes we have to too, do you know what I mean? We have to express them, and we have to deal with them in a certain way, and this can always help out by just opening up sometimes rather than bottling everything up.
So the program's been running for 1 year already. I'm curious about the future of this program. Are you looking at getting out for the rest of this year? What's next for the program through the family outreach services?
We're hoping to get out more to communities. We've just been in Broome and obviously out to Peninsula and Derby, but obviously we want to really get out there more to communities and obviously get into schools there, and obviously primary prevention domestic violence is a big thing in communities.
So over this year, are you planning on visiting any schools here in Broome, or will that involve a lot more hopefully going outside of Broome to visit some of those more remote and regional communities and towns?
We've got some schools in Broome this term that we are running our workshops in. Obviously, term three, we've got some booked in already, but we've got them all sorted out some.
And do you guys approach the schools, or do schools and organisations approach you about the program?
We approach the schools, and obviously if an organisation wants us to run a workshop, we can.
That's something that can be done there as well, yeah. Well, it sounds like the team at the Family Outreach Services have been busy for the last year and will continue to get out there with this Digin Way, Young and Deadly. I'm curious if you have any other words you want to let our listeners know about the program, or what else you might have coming up.
Yeah, so we're just interested in doing a lot of community events. We worked on the Oak River March this year. Like I said, we did over 66 workshops all across the community, from Beagle Bay to Derby, and then obviously within Broome. So we're just looking to be active and reach as many students as we can. If anyone's interested in the program, it's a free program funded by Department of Communities, and we'd love to get out there and have a yarn with the youth in your community. But basically, the plan is to just keep going, keep sending positive messages. Our slogan for our program is "We can all stop it at the start." So we'd like to get in early and sort of help these change. We've got a logo on our chest, and it's it was done by an Indigenous artist that works for Alive and Kicking, and it's basically a brain, and we're trying to change the thinking and sort of change the way things are happening within the community in terms of domestic violence. So we promote respect, equality, and just being generally a good person. So that's what we try and do with all our programs. So yeah, anything that we can do to help, we're there, and we want to keep spreading positivity within our programs.
Sounds like yourself and the team will be continuing to be busy over this year. And if anyone else out there is interested, wants to learn more about this program through Family Outreach Services, Digin Way, Young and Deadly, check out what's coming up next. We've got some more information about the program. And of course, you can also visit the team anytime down there directly at Family Outreach Services, or online, I guess. You guys have social media, yeah?
Yep, we have MOSAC Youth Services. So Youth Services page on Facebook. You can reach out to us there. We're going to be at St. Mary's High School and Broome Senior for next term, which is going to be great. We did St. Mary's last year, and they were really happy with what we did, and we've got the same program running again. And it's going to be our first year with the Broome Senior, and we're actually going to be targeting the older youth, which is going to be great because we're going to have a lot more open discussions. They're going to be more involved in relationships, and that's going to be very good for us as well. So, yeah, we're just looking forward to this year and just to keep going, really. If anyone can help with the preventing violence together, then we're happy.